Yes, time for Twitter Thursday. He's resplendent in his platform Eurovision shoes, gold lamé shirt open at the chest, right down, half buttoned, and his gold medallion which just says Defoe. Sean.
How did you know? Like, I mean, I don't usually dress like this.
These but, video phones are great.
We never talked about Eurovision last week. Like, it was probably the least I tweeted about it because I was too into it. I was too, you know, and I have to say, Finland were absolutely robbed.
I agree.
100%. Yes. Finland were robbed, and Sweden, it wasn't even that good a song. She got by on her name from last time. I'm not holding back on this one.
I agree completely.
Completely. Like, and in fairness, Euphoria was a banger. It was one of the best Eurovision winners ever, but she, like, coasted on that reputation. Finland should have won. Although the drama of the jury vote is amazing, isn't it?
Isn't it always?
It's just absolutely fantastic. These stuck-up juries, they don't know what they're talking about.
Well, Sweden now tying 7 times with our good selves here in the Emerald Isle.
Yeah.
I know, we're going to have to, and we're not even close, you know. It's like, you see all the memes going around on social media of the sort of the grandmother being wheeled out of the thing going, you know, Ireland used to win Eurovision once. We were very good once upon a time.
Lord. As I said, if we sent Johnny Logan, Niamh Kavanagh, I don't know, Riverdance, the whole lot of them together, I think we'd never win that thing again.
Yeah, well, it's a really weird one this year, particularly because we actually sent a really good band, like a really credible band who had their own reputation and a whole load of fans, and they did even get into the finals. So, you know, all this thing of sending sort of more, not more amateurish, is maybe derogatory of them, but you know what I mean? People who don't have a big name before Eurovision wasn't working, so we decided to send a relatively big name, and that didn't work. So now, God knows what we're going to have to do. If we just put them all together, Johnny Logan and Dustin doing a joint act, maybe, I don't know.
Back to the drawing board. Maybe we'll send Niall Horan, who's the subject of our first real Twitter conversation.
Well, now, there's someone. If we couldn't get into the final with Niall Horan, we may as well just leave, pack it in.
Cardigans for everyone.
Yeah, the reason we're talking about him is he sent me on this thing that he's now doing cardigan merch, right? So Niall Horan is a man who's very fond of a cardigan, and he is now monetizing it. He's brought out Niall Horan cardigans with his name on the front and lyrics on the back. Not cheap either, $105 each.
I was saying that to Dimfta. Exactly, I'm here for a cardigan.
I'm here for the good cardigan quality. It costs money, it's an investment.
Well, it's what it led to me thinking, right? If we were famous enough to have our own merch, like what would it be? What would your icon? And I think I wouldn't be too far off. I love a good crew neck jumper now. A good knitted jumper is what I just love. A little cozy one like that. So that'd be for me. I don't know about you guys.
I'd have a scarf.
I'd have my own waistcoat.
I could see you having a waistcoat.
Like a good waistcoat. A good waistcoat never goes out
of fashion.
Wouldn't
we be very well dressed, all the same?
I tell you. Yeah, no,
between our scarf, cardigan and a jumper and nothing else.
Lovely. Now, moving on. There's a certain, he's known as Dr. Deep Sea these days. Tell us about him.
It's a great name to have, isn't it? This is a guy, he's a 55-year-old professor at the University of South Florida, former US Navy. And he's trying to break the record. In fact, he has broken the record for the longest amount of time living underwater. So he's done it for 77 days as of Tuesday. So what, 79 now?
Yeah.
And plans to go to 100. And he's living basically under a lake in the place where the previous world record was set. I always find these things weird, that the guys go to the same place, this little bunker under a lake, to set world records. Small enough. A bit like, yes, exactly. At least that moves around every year. This thing's staying in the same swamp. But it's a small enough place, about the size of 2 king-size beds, is his entire living area. It has a little kitchen, sort of a sleeping area, living room, and then, you know, all the essentials, coffee machine, microwave, frozen food, all that kind of stuff. He says he lives a relatively normal life, cooks his eggs for breakfast, exercises in the morning, and then teaches courses virtually for the University of South Florida, which just made me kind of think, man, right, this guy is living underwater for 77 days, and he has better broadband than half of rural Ireland to teach his university courses.
That's exactly one of the things that struck me. Extraordinary. We have a word from the good doctor himself as to how he got into this. And it's funny, we were talking about James Cameron. He's a connection here, Sean, that we were talking about this morning. I don't know whether you saw those 3D pictures of the Titanic that are now available and the extraordinary information they reckon that they are going to reveal about that huge ship and all that went wrong with it and all the rest of it. But anyway, this is the good doctor himself speaking here. And this is very interesting. It's only about 30 seconds. Have a little listen to it.
So in 2012, I retired from the Navy and I got hired by James Cameron to do some work with him on his exploration to the bottom of the ocean. So I'm looking at the research that they're doing, and people had pulled a DNA sample that he found at 35,000 feet. Nobody had ever seen it before. They pulled a sample off it, and when they did, they found it as a partial cure for Alzheimer's. And at that point in my life, I said, everything we need is on this planet. We just need to find it. So that's why I was like, you know what? 10 years later, I'm like, I gotta live in the ocean. We gotta do something to find everything.
Isn't that mad?
But he didn't go to the ocean. He went to the lake. Does that
make
a difference?
He's getting halfway there. He's preparing himself.
Well, into the water. Exactly.
Like, yeah. Ocean's already been done. Sure, look, James Cameron's been down there. Was the DNA... So I'm confused about that. The DNA, he says, is that the DNA of some sort of creature that was living down there?
Absolutely. Or? That. Some creature, some plant, something of that nature that is a partial cure for Alzheimer's, as they were saying there.
That's amazing, isn't it?
I thought that was extraordinary. You could see now where he's coming from there. Obviously, yeah. He's an adventurer at heart and he knows what he's at. He's been, as you said, Sean, earlier, a marine diver, so he knows what he's at. But an extraordinary, and of course a well-learned individual, being a professor and all the rest of it, and good at what he does. But God knows what it'll yield in years to come, you know?
Do you like live with yourself for 77 days in a double king size underwater?
Do you know something? It would be difficult probably family-wise, but I could be quite a solitary person when I need to be. It's not everybody that could man, say, a lighthouse.
Yes, no. That's true.
Depends. Do I have a source of books? Do I have a Kindle or something? You know, because if I do, I think I'd be all right. Yeah,
Sean,
I think
totally like forgets you say, about the big light that's meant to be going and the approaching ship, which is...
Yeah, it's like, Jesus Christ, we're reading Titanic and now it's happening in front of me. I think I could do... Like you say, you'd miss people, but I like that. I'm very... fine in my own company, I'm sure, with a good source of books and maybe a few frozen dinners. Yeah.
I think
right
I'd live in my head too much, though. I mean, 77 days of just your own thoughts.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I might break out of the box.
See, the easy thing about that is there's no thoughts going on in my head. So your eyes are empty. There's nothing there.
We're kind of different. We're kind of different. You know what I mean? Sean, your Explain Me podcast, where are we going this week?
Yes, we are this week. Jesus, a bit of a dark one after we're saying all that. This week, we're talking about the links between alcohol and cancer, which is something that basically you probably saw the news story this week that the government has approved cancer labels for different alcohol products, different sorts of beer and wine and etc. The same way that they do with cigarettes, and
which is an interesting move.
Very interesting, but as well, like I didn't before researching into it, wasn't really aware of the connections. Like I certainly wouldn't have put it in the same category as the likes of cigarettes, but that's exactly what the World Health Organization says, that it's in the category with cigarettes. It's a type 1 carcinogen, right? And to tell you briefly the range that it's in on the WHO website, it's alcohol, cigarettes, bacon, asbestos.
Oh, wow.
Bacon, all next
bacon
to each other.
Is in there bacon, with asbestos.
Yeah. Bacon is in there as well. Yeah, God, bacon in there with asbestos and radiation. So, you know, it's good sort of mad that we don't really know anything about this. I suppose maybe not so much given that there's billions of euros spent on it every year and they make sure we try to make sure we don't know about it. But it's an interesting one. Not to put anyone in a panic. I still had a glass of wine last night after recording it. To be honest, I kind of needed it.
And I had a fine ham dinner and ham sandwiches later on, can I say, only yesterday, which I relished.
Look, vegan's the way to go, man. Vegan is the way to go.
They're just bad hunters.
Great gatherers.
Now you got to put a good blocks on us. So look for that. Sean Defoe, anywhere you get your podcasts, well worth checking out. Always a man of interest. Sean, we thank you so much for joining us. Have a great rest of the week, man.
You too.
Thank you, Sean.
Bye-bye. The Big Breakfast Club.